This is Apollo Control. Everything this morning going along on schedule. Next major event in the mission will be the mid-course correction number 4 maneuver at the nominal flight plan time of 73 hours, 31 minutes, 14 seconds. Looking at a desired velocity change of 5.3 feet per second. The burn will be with the service propulsion system on bank B only. All other major burns of the SPS in and out of lunar orbit will be made with both banks, bank A having to be switched on manually. Following the mid-course correction, the SIMDOR jettison, that is the scientific instrument module door covering the scientific gear for orbital science task, back in the service module. This takes place at 74 hours and 1 minute. The door is 5 feet wide and 9.5 feet long, weighs about 170 pounds. An explosive cord going all the way around the interior of the door will be detonated to actually shear the metal. It's been pre-grooved where it can shear along that line. Also, some booster explosives at each corner of the door will push it out away from the spacecraft at approximately 7 feet per second. The crew at this time will have on their pressure suits in a soft condition, unpressurized, but with helmets and gloves on for the SIM door jettison. This is the first time that the SIM door or the SIM bay has been flown on any Apollo mission. It will be on all the remaining Apollo missions, the so-called J mission series. Apollo 15 is now 15,505 nautical miles from the moon, approaching at 3,870 feet per second, rejoining live air ground at 72 hours, 16 minutes, ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control.